joined on the line by Ronan O'Gara, head of the Guinness Six Nations Experience, taking place on the Courtyard in Sober Lane this evening. Ronan, how are you, sir?
Good, very well, Rory. I'm crammed a lot into a few days. Good to be back home and back out tonight. So busy, but like it that way.
I was going to say, did you manage to get home much these days?
To Cork? No, yeah. No. I'd be there for a few hours and then... unfortunately, there's no Cork La Rochelle. I think there was a few years ago, so we need to get on to Cork Airport to get that sorted out.
Yeah, we'll start the campaign right here, right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us what the plan is for tonight, yourself and Shane Williams going head to head this evening.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun, I think, in terms of rivals on the pitch and good friends afterwards. That's the theme of it. And I think it's weighted heavily in my favour. I think we're going goal kicking, so thankfully I'm not trying to tackle him in a 20-metre space. So there would only be one winner there. So, yeah, the Guinness are making big strides in different teams in terms of getting, I suppose, people on board for just obviously we're all fans of knocking numps out of each other on the pitch, but then when it ends, you can have a bit of social time together.
Yeah, all the smart money on O'Gara so to win the kicking contest tonight.
You would hope so, but
it all happens on the night, I suppose.
It depends what kind of a warm up you can have too and how the body will hold up.
What time's it all kicking off tonight, Ronan?
6 o'clock, I think, in Sober Lane.
So it's going to be a great old evening out, so get down there this evening if you can. Just while we have you, Ronan, of course, Ireland facing Wales in the Six Nations this weekend. Ireland's win over Scotland, I mean, like, what were your views on that? How impressed were you? How unimpressed were you?
I think I always thought going into the game it would be a difficult game because I knew there would be a response from Scotland after their miserable World Cup. Ireland obviously had issues that they were trying to rectify after their disappointing World Cup. So it was two teams probably in very much in the unknown, and on Saturday Scotland would probably feel that they certainly left a draw behind, but they could also have won the game only for probably Hodds' indiscretion leading up to the 60th minute. So I think Ireland will need to be better this weekend. They'll need to be a lot better because Wales, will definitely pose more threats than Scotland, especially on the mental side of the game. Wales will come here expecting to win. And I think when you have someone like Alwyn Jones in the engine room, they won't balk up front, and they've quality backs. Bigger is getting better every season, I feel. So, I make it a 50-50 game, but I think hopefully what will get Ireland over the line will be just home advantage. It still is huge in these games, and I think Ireland will realise that they missed one or two opportunities, ball in hand at the weekend. If their decision making was a little bit better to see where the space was, they could have executed, but you'd hope, you know, someone like Johnny hasn't played since the 7th of December, so he's just going to be better next week. That's how it works.
Certainly. So there's going to be a couple of enforced changes, of course, as well. Peter O'Mahony and Robbie Henshaw likely to come in because of injuries. Do you expect many more changes when the team is announced in about an hour's time?
I think actually there is. There's a lot of, well, yeah, there's probably nearly 10 positions that you could kind of argue over. That's where we are in Irish rugby at the minute. There's a lot of options. You know, you even look at the backs, which Ringrose is obviously out with an injury, but it still doesn't make the picture any clearer because someone like Keith Earls is available this week, I think. But if you were to read the press this morning, it seems like he won't feature, which is a big, big surprise for me. So, you know, Chris Farrell is there. There's still Henshaw. There's Aki. There's Earls. There's Farrell 4-for-2 in the centres. Then there's Addison at 15 as well, who's been starring for Ulster. And Larmour can play any of the back three positions. So good options, very good options. But it just depends now essentially how we perform in the day, whether we get the result or not.
Are Ireland under pressure, you think, this weekend following the poor performance against Scotland?
I don't know. I think poor is pushing it. I think it would have been poor, and the mood in the country would have been brutal if we'd lost, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But like the most important thing in round one is that you get a win. No matter performance, yes, could have been a lot better, but crucial point is that you get a win. So you wake up Sunday and you have momentum. There's only two other teams that have won with you, so you're at the top of the table. And now it kind of, this is the weekend, and on round two against Wales, it's a home game that which you nearly have to win in your head, and then you can have a real crack off the title. But this weekend decides it all.
Wales going into the game on the back of that hammering of Italy as well, so we can't really read too much into their performance, I'd imagine, can we?
They were good. They were good. I think you can read that much into it. I thought the way they constructed their performance was interesting. You know, it wasn't just going for try straight away. Like, they were happy to take three, then six, you know, nine, build the lead. So they were kicking at goal, and then they knew a try would come, and it came, and all of a sudden you're 16-0, game over. But that just killed the Italian spirit, and they knew they were in for a long 80 minutes, and they huffed and they puffed, but they didn't get anything out of Wales. And I think in this day and age, a zero is huge. There's very few teams, no matter how much of a mismatch between the teams, come up with a zero. So for Wales to achieve that in a test match would give their confidence, or their confidence in their defence a huge boost.
So if you're Andy Farrell, where are you pinpointing the weaknesses in this Wales team on Saturday? Where can Ireland win on Saturday?
I think they have to review how they're going to play at a faster tempo. I think that's the key for me. If Ireland can inject tempo, rhythm, flow, whatever word you want to use, but it's not panic mode. It's kind of just a little bit more tempo in their game and getting the pulse of the game right. I think that's when they could trouble Wales, and obviously Wales have a really, really strong frontline defence, and they've half Danny nearly covering 70 metres of space in the backfield on his own. So you'd be hoping that Ireland will find space for attacking kicks in the wider channels, and I think that's an area that they could potentially go after Wales in.
Excellent stuff. All right, Ronan. Very finally, how's life with La Rochelle and living in France and all that kind of crap?
Yeah, it's good. It's full on, obviously. Weekend was the first time we had a break. We were 13 weekends in a row playing games, competitive games. So, in fairness to the players, they're fronting. There's a good mood and there's a good buzz in the camp. And we're in third place now in the top 14, so we need to try and catch the two teams in front of us. That's the key, you know. And but yeah, enjoying the journey and enjoying being involved in it. That's what I love. So it gives me a great drive every day.
Four wins in the last five as well suggest things are certainly going well.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware of that. Yeah, I think you know, it's crazy how busy it is in kind of terms of review, preview of games, and you're in your bubble. You have weekend off and you're kind of, you take a rest as opposed to taking stock. So I need to just knuckle down out a bit of work, but it's important that you kind of recharge and you get away from it for a day or two and then back into it and have your players motivated, and that's what excites me.
Excellent stuff, Ronan. It's been a pleasure, buddy. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you, Rory. Cheers. Thank you.